The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you would like here toll free. Checkpoints have been the overarching discussion tonight. Larger, that has led into other topics like immigration as well. So you are welcome to comment on whatever feels appropriate to you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com. The features are waiting for you. You get to create the content. Everything there on the front page, those news items or blog posts or whatever, YouTube videos, as you scroll down the front page, those were submitted to our site by listeners like you. Maybe it was you. And you can vote on the things that you like. You can vote them up. You can vote down what you don't like over at freetalklive.com. You do need a Reddit account. That's free. And the Free Talk Live account's free as well. You just connect the two together in a very simple process, and it's easy to get interactive from that point forward. We actually ended the last hour with Ben in West Virginia calling us. He's a former Virginia state trooper, has been retired for 25 years, and that's a pretty long time to be sitting back and watching your old career, you know, watching the business of law enforcement, so to speak, and watch it develop over time. And in a way that doesn't sound like it was too satisfying to Ben. You're saying that things are getting pretty out of control these days, Ben, and I don't want to put words into your mouth, but I appreciate your calling and hanging on through the news there. Go ahead with any other observations you want to share.
Well, they are getting out of control, but I'll go back to things that were in control when I was in that line of work. You're talking about these traffic stops. You know, if I'm following you in my cruiser and I see you swerve or I observe a taillight broken, I pull you over. That's called probable cause. I can pull you over, and then whatever happens after that, you know, is perfectly actionable. These checkpoints, there is no probable cause in that transaction. You just stop because you have to. It has always been my belief, any charge garnered as a result of a checkpoint like that with no probable cause is inadmissible in court. And I don't think anybody's ever really challenged that.
That wouldn't surprise me.
I'd love to hear a challenge, because these checkpoints go on all over the United States. So I'd love to hear people challenge it. But I've always kind of found the probable cause for a pullover to be weak sauce. We had a guy call in tonight who said that he got pulled over because he had had his tag light out, and then he checked it about a quarter mile down the road, and the tag light wasn't out, and the police.
Oh, it was out when we pulled you over,
right,
buddy.
Right. So I mean, you know, a lot of times police officers can just say whatever they want to say in order to get the pullover, and that doesn't make for a very accountable organization.
I have to agree with you, and believe it or not, there are municipalities that are notorious for that. And you know, this whole deal of racial profiling, it has gone on, and it will continue to go on. And at some level, I support it. And this is going to sound odd, because you know, typically, if having been in that line of work, you know what these people look like, you know what they're doing, and it's hard to catch them. But when you do get them over, you get them pulled over, and it invariably turns up something. Rarely are you going to pull them over. And
what about the stop and frisks? What about the stop and frisks going on in New York City? I mean, you're having basically, it seems like they're just stopping young black males and shaking them down. Many times you're talking about people going to work wearing ties and things like that. It's not about dress. It seems to be entirely about race.
Well, now that I don't understand. I mean, if I see a man, black, white, Mexican, it don't matter. If he's wearing a tie and carrying a briefcase, odds of me checking that fella gonna be slim to none. A guy with his britches down around his hind end, and you know.
So you're not saying it's racial profiling so much as it is class-based profiling. You're more likely to profile a poor-looking person or kind of a gangster-looking person than
more about the gangster. It's more about that gangster. Those are the type of people that are going to be involved in the drug trade. Those are the type of people that are going to be involved in illegal activities. That's where the profiling comes in.
Now, I got to say, I think you've been real straight with us so far, Ben, and I appreciate the call and your perspective tonight. And I'm curious, how do you feel about the war on drugs after having, 25 years off from the job?
Well, to be honest with you, I think marijuana should be legalized. We've got too many people in there for something like that. As the drug gets harder, I don't know. Because if you look at Switzerland and Finland, I think it is, whichever one, anyway, it's all legal over there. I'll tell you a quick story. I'll be as quick as I can.
All right.
When I was 16, my buddy and I were out squirrel hunting. We come walking across the pasture. He stopped and looked down between his feet. And he said, "What does that look like to you?" And I said, "It looked like pony poop." He said, "No, what does it really look like?" And I said, "He said, no, it looks like dried marijuana." So he scoops up this dried marijuana into paper bag, plastic bags, took it to school the next day, and sold it as marijuana.
He did. Was it actually marijuana?
No, it was pony poop.
Oh,
and
God.
He just smoked it. And the next day, he comes up to where we were the following day, and I thought, you're going to get whipped. He's on to you, man. He walked
he wants
the door
more.
And said, "Man, that was some good stuff," but that ain't what he said.
Is that a true story?
I have heard other people.
I can name names.
Wow.
I've heard the stories.
Well, yeah, I mean, if pot were legal, no one would ever want to buy a questionable product from a questionable dealer, right? If you could just go to Walgreens and get your pot there, you'd be good to go.
He would have had his license suspended, no doubt.
Good stories tonight, Ben. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate hearing from you. And great perspective there. Always interesting to talk to both current and former law enforcement.
You know, speaking to Ben, I get a little confused on the profiling thing. I don't like the idea of terminology of profiling. I hate the idea that they're just going to pick people out for the way they look. However, if you paint your car bowling ball and put giant rims on it and roll around with highly tinted windows or whatever it is that one does, you're necessarily going to draw the attention of the police, right? I mean, like, there's no doubt you're going to do that. And I think he's right that generally you probably have some luck if you're going fishing for drug dealers or criminals or whatever it is you're going fishing for, you're going to figure out where the fishing holes are. And it seems like it just seems dumb. You know, if you don't want to get caught doing this stuff, why in the world
look the part.
Would you roll around like that or have your pants around your butt or whatever it is that makes, you know, that makes police officers
right.
think? Because I'll tell you, when I get pulled over, I almost never get a ticket. It's because of the way I look and the way I dress and the kind of car I drive.
Well, I mean, drug dealers have known this. The smugglers have known this for a long time. I mean, that's why a smuggler who knows what they're doing is going to use a grandmotherly type or something like that. Or maybe
oftentimes,
a mom
yes.
with a kid or
the
something.
The smart ones, yes.
Yeah. So, anyway, you can share your thoughts at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. And go first to Ron, listening to KZNU out in St. George, Utah. Hey, Ron.
Hey, God, you guys have brought up so many things I want to comment on. I don't know if I have time, but...
Well, pick at least one. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I originally called in about, I'm grateful that people are able to come to the United States for a better life, but at the same time, it does affect the job. You know, it does affect jobs for those of us that are looking for jobs. It does, you know, when you have people pouring across the border and they're willing to work for $2 or $3 an hour, or even less than the minimum wage, it makes it harder for us to find a job. You know, the market value of it makes it harder for us to find a job.
Yeah, if you introduce more laborers into a marketplace, you're going to see a drop in the value of labor. In the same way as if there's a glut of, bowling balls, you're going to see bowling ball prices go down, supply and demand, there's no doubt about it. But what's interesting about this particular service, labor, is that everybody who has it also requires it. So you've got to have, for every person who's in the United States that is working, it's a person who's consuming food and driving cars and living in houses and doing all these things. So they expand the economy in the process.
All right. Ron, I want to bring you back here. If you want to stick with us, you're welcome to. Hang on. 855-450-FREE. I want to talk more about the idea of jobs. Immigration, is it really a threat to the working man in the United States? You can share your thoughts as well on Free Talk Live.
The year is 1636, and Commander Eddie Cantrell is on a mission to find oil in the Caribbean. But how will he contend with Spanish governors, hostile natives, and Dutch pirates? 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, is the latest book in the New York Times, Amazon, and Wall Street Journal best-selling Ring of Fire alternative history series from Bay Books. 1636, Commander Cantrell in the West Indies, by Eric Flint and Charles Gannon. Another great book from Bain. Get it now wherever books are sold.
This is the Central Scrutinizer. I steal your labor by force through taxation.
My job is to spy on you and keep you from hearing things like the Freedom Fiends. I especially
do not want you to torrent Freedom Fiends episodes to keep them drone-proof. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives. Do not go to FreedomFiends.com and click on the torrent link and learn how to torrent Fiends archives.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common-sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Springtime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It's a live Saturday edition of the program. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, if you live in one state, you'll be able to vote for someone named Human. We'll talk about that person here in a moment. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. 450 free. We've also got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm, and we can hook you up with some killer coffee, a pound of it, for free.
You can go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. You pay for the shipping, we'll pay for the pound, and it's that easy. There's a subscription involved. You sign up for the subscription, and you can cancel it at any time. But if you continue to get your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, let's assume that you get the coffee, and you're like, yes, this shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica coffee is delicious, and I must have more. Like, you know, I feel, because BuzzBox coffee is awesome. If you continue to get your coffee that way, every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, by the way, thank you for the many people that do, we're able to offer another microloan. Every 10 people, another microloan to another family around the world so that they can get that hand up, not a handout, hand up, to live a better life. Because that's what I'd like to see happen. I believe that human freedom, it's necessary that you're able to support yourself. And in many countries, it's very difficult. Their fiscal policies make it very difficult for people to live a good life. And I often wonder whether this country's rolling down that hill. Maybe one day we'll be needing microloans ourselves here in the United States, but that's why you should be paying it forward now. Get your free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com and continue to get your coffee there because it's great coffee. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, so Ron dropped off a line there during the break, and he had brought up the issue of jobs. Yes. We had talked about immigration previously. Says that immigrants coming in make things hard because immigrants are willing to work for less. And that means, you know, more competition in the labor market. And it can be frustrating. I can certainly understand that if you worked in whatever it's construction or wherever it is you work, agriculture, and there's a glut of people who enter into the marketplace who are willing to undercut your rates, whether they're immigrants or whether they're teenagers, I think right. Could be very frustrating.
No, nobody ever says let's ban the teenagers, but nobody likes competition. I don't like the idea that there are other radio programs that people could be listening to right now, and ban the internet while you're at it because there's a lot of shows there too. Let's ban satellite radio. You ban. Consider that this is natural human behavior to not want competition. That you wanna, it's mine. Mine, my cupcake. And it's not. Consider what a job is. A job's a relationship. You don't have a job. You have a relationship with your employer. And that employer should be able to decide the same way you can, because you can decide, you know what, I'm not going to work tomorrow. That means, in a fair world, they should be able to decide, you know what? You're not coming to work tomorrow. And if you don't have that situation, you don't have a fair scenario. Yes, there are wealthy people. And yes, there are companies that wealthy people have. And yes, that gives them more freedom. Wealth has always given people more freedom. That's why many people aspire to it.
So your toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Again... Yes, it may not be fun to have people coming in and competing for the job that you are working at. I can understand that. But you have to look at the larger picture, and that is that more people competing for jobs is a good thing from the grand perspective.
It drives down the cost of your goods and services that you buy.
Right. You want people competing in the other industries from which you're purchasing products.
And if people are coming across the border, the United States, largely uneducated and working at jobs like cutting grass and, you know, doing
picking vegetables.
Are those the jobs that we want to protect? Where people who are largely unskilled, you can go and train up and, I don't know. I think we need incentives in the marketplace for people to aspire to more.
Well, if the example of Georgia, I think it was, or Alabama is any indicator, where they had the pensioners come out and, no, not pensioners, probationers?
Probationers. Pensioners are old people.
Old people, right. They wouldn't want to do it either. But the probationers came out and
almost nobody has a pension anymore anyway.
They went, government agents certainly do. Anyway, the probationers were sent out to farms to do jobs like picking vegetables, back-breaking, hot jobs all day long, out in the sun, in fields. They were sent out to do these jobs after immigrants had left the area. They had left in droves after, I think it was Alabama, had passed ridiculous restrictions on immigration and, you know, plans to enforce. And it was going to get really bad for immigrants there. So they just said, screw this. We're out of here. We'll go find work elsewhere. You know, we're willing to work. We'll find work.
And a lot of people who had, you know, maybe they were related to somebody who wasn't here legally. They're going to leave, too.
Right.
So you're driving out legal and illegal people.
And these probationers, they many of them walked off the job the first day before the workday even ended.
They're like, I'm not doing this.
And the rest of them who actually stayed on the whole day, the few of them that stayed on, they didn't return the next day. So it's not like there's a bunch of people clamoring to go out and pick cucumbers.
And these people were under threat of going to jail. They were like, take me to jail. I'd rather go to jail than do that.
Ron, I think, is back with us here. I wanted to make sure you had a chance. Thanks for calling back in, Ron, with your thoughts. Go ahead.
I'm sorry I lost you, but I'm glad to be back. I really like your program. It's awesome. I'm transitioning from conservatism to libertarianism, but I'm interested in where the rule of law applies, and a lot of, you know, and all of these people mostly are crossing the border without, you know, totally illegally, you know.
Thank goodness. I think that's heroic for people to dodge bureaucracy, for them to not pay fines, to not obey bureaucrats. More Americans should try that. More Americans should try ignoring the bureaucrats and jumping, you know, not jumping through their ridiculous hoops. I think we should look up to those folks.
But you are right about the rule of law. The rule of law applies to you and me, but it doesn't apply to the government, and it doesn't apply to people who oftentimes just ignore it. The rule of law really is it's a fantasy that keeps us all sort of in our boxes, in our cages, because you know as well as I do. When was the last time you saw a police officer pulled over another police officer for rolling through a stop sign? They don't do it because the rule of law doesn't apply in that way. Why did Charlie Rangel not pay his when he didn't pay his income taxes on some apartment buildings he owned or whatever? Why did the United States House decided to censure him? It would decide to incarcerate you. It's because the rule of law does not apply.
Ron, I want to say I can empathize with you. When I became a libertarian over a decade ago, immigration was one of the last issues I really had to get right on and really come to understand.
It is a tough one.
It is a tough one, and we've been indoctrinated fairly heavily on this. There's a lot of really good information, though, that's the good news out there. If you do want to look into sort of the libertarian position on immigration, Google around and you'll find all kinds of interesting articles and even books which cite plenty of studies and statistics and economics and things like that. And the fact is, it's in our best interest to let people come here and make a better life for themselves for a lot of different reasons. But one of the number one reasons for me is I don't want to live in a police state. I just don't. I'm not interested in showing my papers. I'm not interested in being stopped at a checkpoint. I just want people to be able to come here. And, of course, we've got to get rid of the welfare programs, too. But thanks for the call, Ron. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I would not say to people, you can't come here because there's welfare. The problem is the welfare. More coming up.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition of the program. Take control, toll free at 855-450-FREE, whether it's the police state, immigration, or whatever's on your mind. You may bring up anything you want. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
Join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. Freetalklive.com has great stuff like our news updates. You can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com, and we'll send you emails whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show at news.freetalklive.com.
There's a site you may or may not have heard of. It's antiwar.com. And I am proud, as a liberty-loving individual, that the premier anti-war website on the Internet is a liberty-oriented site, and not some, you know, some other political type, you know, or political or moral philosophy out there. Like, for instance, you know, you heard a lot of anti-war protests when George Bush was in office. Not so much when Barack Obama was, and and I find it somewhat disingenuous. Well, I'm delighted that antiwar.com exists, but they've been having a lot of problems recently. The fact is the government fined them not too long ago, a few years back, and they had the death of some major donors, and a lot of people stopped donating because they found out that the FBI was monitoring antiwar.com. So they found themselves in a very tight spot. They cut staff by half in the past several years, and the remaining staff is spread very thin. Right now, the two top folks there at antiwar.com are foregoing salaries because they're committed to keeping the website going. Antiwar.com is a lone voice in reporting news from this standpoint. And if that's important to you, they need your donation today. So please go to antiwar.com, like I did, and donate or call them. They do take bitcoins. As a matter of fact, they prefer bitcoins. They consider bitcoin to be the peace currency. Antiwar.com/donate.
All right, let's go right back into your phone calls and your thoughts, starting with Joe, listening in Grand Rapids, the WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, these checkpoints are a violation of our Fourth Amendment rights, and I don't care what some judge says or anything else, they are.
Well, that's kind of the problem with the amendments, though, is that, you know, the Constitution is a document that ultimately is judged by judges, and they decide whether or not the government has violated these rights. And that's really, it's a real flaw in the system is the fact that judges get to decide whether or not your rights have been violated.
Well, we need to elect people that are going to stand up for them. I mean, it's supposed to be protects us against unreasonable searches and all that. And if I'm just minding my own business, and you pull me over, well, it's unreasonable because I'm not doing anything. And it's the same with New York, they got that stop and frisk or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You guys just walking down the street, these kids now are wearing this gangbanger looking stuff, even though they could be a computer geek or whatever, just some accountant or whatever. Your looks and all that. I mean, if you're not bothering anybody, they're violating our rights, man. These are human rights. They're not just.
They sure are.
American,
no, I
right?
agree with you completely. Of course, their perspective is going to be that, oh, well, this is completely reasonable. Hey, we're reasonable here. We're reasonably trying to stop people from having plants and chemicals in their pockets. So anything we do is completely reasonable to stop that from happening. And so it really just all depends on the interpretation of the bureaucrats. And, of course, they'll never interpret the law in your favor. They'll always interpret it in their favor. And then, of course, the courts will usually back them up.
Oh, they follow. If they want to, they can follow you around your car. If they follow you long enough, you'll do something wrong,
yep.
And then they'll pull you over.
Probably because you got nervous because they're following you around.
Yeah, I mean I don't know. I mean I don't like the police wearing military style gear. I mean we've always had SWAT teams, but the Department of Education, they don't need their own little army. Neither does the Department of Agriculture. It's just a way to justify their bloated budgets, and I mean, we're supposedly broke.
You and I might be broke, but
they've
got
plenty of money for all those. I saw an anti-tank vehicle is going to some, I think it was an Ohio town or something like that, an MRAP. I guess it's some government, some military vehicle.
Mm.
They justify it by saying, look, the military had this vehicle and
they're giving it away.
They're giving it away. What do you, it's either that or it sits and rusts in some, some U.S. government junkyard someplace. Mm-hmm. They're right.
We
might as well give it to the police. But here's the question is, why do we sell it? I mean, wouldn't somebody in America, they sell these, you can go online and buy tanks.
Yeah.
Wouldn't somebody buy this big, crazy,
somebody
thick
would.
Truck?
Some pack rat would buy it and put it in
Russians,
his backyard.
They used to, Soviets just put their stuff in warehouses and wait for the next war. I mean, it's, they don't have to have, the cutting edge everything all the time. I mean, our guys need the best stuff, but.
Well, they do from their perspective because it's bigger budgets every year, right? A bureaucrat, an administrative bureaucrat wants to enlarge their budget. They want to enlarge their department. And so for them, spending their full budget is very, very important, because if they spend the full budget, then they get the full budget the next year and usually an increase in that full budget. Whereas if they don't spend the full budget, then they won't. They may not get the same amount. So there's an incentive to just. I remember we had a guy call the show years ago talking about how when he was in the Navy, they would just throw tools off the side of the ship, brand new Craftsman, you know, high quality, very expensive tools, just throwing them off the side of the ship so they could reorder another batch of them in the next year and keep their budgets going.
Yeah, they. I remember when I was in the service, they waste so much money, but I don't know, man. It seems like our government's more scared of us, the citizens, than they are the people overseas or whoever. And the federal government's main job is to keep us safe.
That's nonsense. That's just what they tell you. Their main job is to protect their own and to protect their corporate interests and the military-industrial complex. And in point of fact, there is no obligation for them to keep you safe. What I'd recommend is Googling "no obligation to protect," and you'll find more than one court case from the Supreme Court. They rule over and over again the government has no obligation to protect you. So if there's ever a government agent, whether it's the local cops or the president of the United States, who is saying that it's his job to protect you, well, they may have the best of intentions. I'm not going to deny that there may be some police who might actually protect you given the opportunity.
Oh, I think some will definitely throw themselves in front of a bullet.
In the right circumstances. But it's not their job.
Can't be there when something's happening. But
No. If you're expecting cops to save you from crime, you're going to be sadly mistaken.
No, they have no obligation. If they fail to save you, if they don't even show up, or if they show up and then they botch up the job, there's no liability for them. There's no obligation for them, and there never has been, at least in the last few decades of court decisions. Thank you, Joe. I appreciate your call and share your thoughts tonight. Yep, 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. Let's continue. Dave is in Gulfport, Mississippi. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I appreciate it. I am told that I live in the land of the free, but
do they still say that?
They say that, and we go into countries all over the world to preserve freedom. We have an ultimate checkpoint in this country that every American is subject to. We have a police state. We have a government that shackles our ankles and says you can't go 90 miles off the coast of Florida to visit the country of Cuba, which I've been to three times in the last few years. Yet communist Cubans are free to travel anywhere in the world today. Their government doesn't have a chain on it. In the past, perhaps. Today, communist Cubans are freer than Americans.
Well, if they can afford the plane ticket, I suppose.
Well, correct. But bottom line is, I've got a government, whoever this aristocracy is telling me that I can't go 90 miles, and I resent it. Not only that, the expats of Cuba that live in Florida, why don't we lower the embargo? It's an embarrassment all over the world. A lot of foreigners hope we don't, so we don't mess up what they have going in Cuba. But the expats control the state, the voting bloc of Florida. Ask Al Gore about the importance of the state of Florida. They're controlling U.S. politics. You talked about immigration. The expats of Cubans control Florida, as does the nation. If it wasn't for them, I don't think the embargo would be there.
You think there are that many Cubans that are...
He's probably right about Dade County, and Dade County was one of those deciding factors in the...
I see where you're coming from. Dade, if you want to share more, hang on. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Enough time for your call and thoughts if you get it in now on Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We're here to take your calls about anything on this live Saturday edition. Maybe you won't get your chance to get on tonight because there are already folks waiting patiently to get on here. You can try at 855-450-FREE or just save the number, jot it down, put it into your phone, and call us tomorrow night, because we do a live Sunday edition as well. Although, when I say we, I mean...
And Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean you, Mark, because you do the Sunday show with Stephanie and Brian.
That's right.
We'll be here with you. And so join us tomorrow for that if you don't get in tonight. And, of course, we do it 7 days a week from 7 to 10 at night Eastern time. Every single night we are live. Almost without exception, we are live every single night.
Oh, we're
during holidays, etc.
We've been live for years.
Yep.
Years and years we've had 7 days a week that we've done a show.
So you can find us online if you're not on your local radio station, or if we're not on your local radio station on Sunday night, you can join us at freetalklive.com and get interactive with all the great features that you can find there. And you can support the show, by the way, by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. I was going through the new Free Talk Live amps today, and actually we're up, I think, like $70 over last week for the amp program. The idea is you send in $5 a month, and then we've got matching contributors who are going to match that $5, and that matching program's going on for the next several months, like 4 or 5 months at this point. And that's awesome because it means more money coming into Free Talk Live that we can invest into the show and get on more radio stations. Next week, actually, Mark, you and I are not going to be on Thursday and Friday night. We're going to have some great fill-in co-hosts because we're going to be schmoozing it up with the big wigs in the radio industry in New York City
at
the Talkers Magazine convention that we like to attend on a yearly basis. We would not be able to afford to attend a lot of this stuff if it weren't for the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Listeners like you make it possible for us to expand this show now on over 150 radio stations coast to coast. That's thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Oh, and the Bitcoin offer is still good. If you become an amplifier this week, you've got between now and the start of Porkfest, which is next Sunday, the 22nd, to become an amplifier and send your Bitcoin address to me at ian@freetalklive.com. I will then send to you the amount you amped in Bitcoin.
But actually, we said we were going to do it up to the start of about the start of Bitcoin. You should or the start of Porkfest. So you should do it just until that Saturday, that the next Saturday.
Oh, okay. So you want to only do it through Saturday?
Because you do amps on Saturdays.
Okay, well, whatever, Mark. Either way, I don't mind going all the way through the start of Porkfest. It doesn't bother me.
Whatever you want to do, man.
So anyway, you get the bonus of the Bitcoin if you want it. If you don't want it, we had one guy who signed up for Free Talk Live Platinum Amp this week, and he said, just don't worry about the Bitcoin, which is fine with me because just keeps it in the Free Talk Live coffers. But if you've never had Bitcoin before, this is a great way to get some for the first time. Become an amplifier, help Free Talk Live, help us get that matching funds.
Indeed.
And then send me your Bitcoin address via email after you amp at amp.freetalklive.com. Again, my email is ian@freetalklive.com. Jumping back into your calls and thoughts, we've got Dave back in Gulfport. Dave, you were saying that you think that the Cuban expatriates in Florida really kind of rule the state. Where I'm from on the west coast of Florida, you don't see that very much. It seems like mostly old people, but I don't have any personal experience with the southeast of Florida.
The populous part of the state is southern Florida. But let me
sure.
say this. I've been to Cuba 3 times now. I own a condo in Destin in Florida. I've got service dogs. I trained. I needed my dog. It went to federal court. Never got my day in court. They spent hundreds of thousands in insurance money to defend keeping a man from having his own service dog in his home. I went to Cuba, was on live television in communist Cuba, live radio, introduced to the leader of the blind. My dog took the socks off the paralyzed man's feet, put them in his lap. I was treated like royalty there. It was easier to get my service dog into communist Cuba than my own home in Destin, Florida, Shoreline Towers.
Wow.
You know, it's not the evil empire over there. The little girl, 8 years old, reading the dog food bag, glucosamina, chondroitina, they're 99% illiterate. Johnny don't speak no English. If he's not intimidated by the metal detectors, the classroom door, before he goes in, or doesn't buy a bag of weed in the classroom. Doesn't happen in Cuba. Those kids don't know what a metal detector is. It's disgusting what's going on here. If you want to fix what's wrong in America, you'll take a component of what they have in Cuba and a rack myself out to try to understand what it is when I travel the world, and it's one word. It's called discipline. You discipline your child in this country, they know to call the cops, you can go to jail. You break into this country, just vote for me, it's okay, there's no discipline. In Cuba, they're 99% literate, they do have access to medicine, not the greatest, but they get it. You need a tooth pulled in this country, they'll give you a pain pill, they won't pull the tooth. In Cuba, you walk in, they pull the tooth, no insurance. I know it's a communist country, but they value education and medicine very highly in that country. Nobody's been shot with a gun in Havana in 50 years.
What about productivity? Discipline generally goes along with productivity, and Cuba isn't known for its productivity. Communist countries tend to not be known for their productivity.
They're still driving around cars from the 50s there, aren't they?
Well, no, they're bringing in they're changing. There are some private businesses in Cuba. Now it's changing.
It has changed a little bit since Raul Castro.
There goes the discipline.
They're not going to sell out to McDonald's. They're not going to let you make GM with ignition switches and devalue human life or Pintos exploding. They're not going to have insurance to take your money and not pay off. They're not going to let the mafia run the island again.
Well, I don't know if I agree with that. The mafia is always running the island. They're called the government.
Well,
and I thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate it. No, I do understand where he's coming from, that, you know, there seem to be some stark contrasts between a country like Cuba and the United States, and there certainly are in a lot of ways. I think he's glossing over a lot of the poverty that is all across Cuba. We've shared stories about Cuban life previously.
Government control tends to mean lower standard of living.
Well, there's plenty of government control here in the United States, and what he was suggesting was that there's some areas in Cuba where there's less government control than in the United States, and I fully believe him on that. I'm not saying that I want to move to Cuba. I certainly don't, because the standard of living there is not very good, although I do believe that it is getting better, and I think that's because after Fidel Castro left the presidency, or whatever you call it there, the dictatorship, his brother Raul seems to have moved things in a slightly more market-oriented direction, allowing people to have some level of decision-making
over
their farms.
Well, he's also going as a tourist and talking about his experiences as a tourist. And
it's going to be a different experience.
Most places in the world really like themselves a tourist. When I went to Belize, I was treated quite well, even by the government bureaucrats. I remember asking one of them if I could take a picture of the sticker that was on their, you know, in their passport checking booth. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine a U.S. government agent saying, oh, sure, take as many pictures inside my booth as you'd like. He opened the door so I could go in the booth and do it. These people didn't check me very well when I went through their little scanner things either. I accidentally walked on with a big old knife. They kind of like you there when you're spending your money and leaving soon.
Yeah, that's a good point. If you're a tourist going to a country like Cuba, you'll never have a problem finding food because somebody's going to feed you. You've got money, but feeding yourself could be a little more challenging if you're one of the folks working there on the bare sustenance kind of wages that some of the folks get. Some of the stories we've read from Cuba over time have been just terrible and horrifying. Let's go to Dominic in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dominic.
How's it going, fellas?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, I know we don't got much time, but I've just actually sat down and had a long conversation with my grandfather tonight. He was recently diagnosed with lung cancer, but he's a longtime public servant, fire chief of his community and whatnot. And I'm 24 years old, and I was just kind of thinking about, you know, the way America's changing, and you guys happen to be on the radio station that I switched to and brought up a lot of, I don't know, I'm not a hardcore conspiracy theorist or not a big member of the Tea Party. I don't want to overthrow our government, but I do believe that our government is way too big. But locally here in my area, I've noticed recently that bridges and highways that have recently within the past few years been redone, and it's always been done by MDOT, and I do know they subcontract some things out, certain things, but they've always talked that, you know, highways were built that maybe one day could be runways or to put tanks down, and they're only redoing small sections of road, and the type of subcontractors that they're using aren't your typical looking, I don't know, construction worker. They're very, I don't know, sketchy looking people, to use the right term, or not the right term, not perfectly correct, but, and it just brought up some interest that, you know, Michigan has a lot of fresh water, southern Michigan, like southwest, southeast, is not very populated, the UP, northern Michigan, not populated at all.
Dominic, your phone is getting worse as the call goes on. It's getting harder to understand what you're saying. I do appreciate the call tonight, and thank you for making it. Look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, and we don't push conspiracy theories on this show, and I don't want to overthrow the government. I have no interest in that. I'd rather they just leave me alone. I'd prefer to just, you know, live my life and not be bothered by them.
I'd like it if they let people compete against them, if they'd stop being a monopoly.
We're out of time for tonight. Hey, we'll be back tomorrow. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Interesting update, by the way, at freekeen.com. The ACLU has weighed in on the war on chalk. Check out the details at freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Imagine a world in which out-of-control governments monitor every action of every person. Wait. That's today's world. But it's still possible to take control of your own life and your own identity. Start building a new world. Visit mapgate.info and learn basic reasoning skills. Earn pseudonymous academic credentials. That is, earn cryptographic proof that the owner of your Bitcoin address learned these skills. Apply for jobs online using your Bitcoin address instead of your name. Take control of your future. Visit mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators low flooring prices just got even lower with the Buy More, Save More sale on now. Save $100, $300, even $500. The more you buy, the more you save on over 300 varieties of laminate, hardwood, and more. Save on striking and durable bamboo, including easy-to-install solid click strand bamboo for just $219 a square foot. That's 37% less than other flooring stores. Go to lumberliquidators.com to find the store nearest you. Plus, get special 15-month financing. But hurry, this sale ends June 17th.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.